Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We're so very glad that you have joined us again tonight as we continue in our time of intercessory prayer. As we prepare to go before the throne of grace tonight, I want to share some information with you regarding the intercessor, just the importance of our role in intercession. I want to read a small excerpt from my book entitled Intercession Unleashed. And I want to look first at the role of the intercessor. The role of the intercessor. And in order to understand the role of an intercessor, you have to go back and look at the role of the priest. And according to Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible, Adam's sin caused a disruption in the relationship between man and God, and this demonstrated the need for a mediator. The priest became that mediator between God and man. Genesis records the use of offerings and sacrifices to bridge the divide that sin created. Noah built an altar and made offerings to God after the flood. And that's in Genesis 8. Abraham engaged in sacrifice in the formation of his covenant with God. And that's in Genesis 15, 9, and 10. And Jacob, too, offered sacrifices. And that's in Genesis 31 and 54. In all these instances, the heads of families functioned as priests. They stood before God as representatives of their people and sought to establish and maintain that relationship with God, which is the foundation of human existence. When Israel developed into a nation, the need for a mediator expanded to a formal and professional priesthood. The priestly offices were established in the covenant of Sinai during the Exodus from Egypt. The law that Moses received and delivered to Israel laid the foundation for the offices of high priests and Levites. And I just wanted to read that small excerpt and regarding that, and just looking at the weight that was placed on priests in those days and in the hour, and to look now at the role of an intercessor, which is simply a priestly calling where you stand in that place. When you stand as a mediator between God and man, and we know that this particular calling is not something that you call yourself to. This is something that the Lord calls you to. He calls us into this place of intercession because there has to be someone who is willing to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, as the scripture says, that the Lord may not destroy the land. When you look at it again, when you look at, and hopefully you'll go back and read some of those scriptures, Genesis 8, Genesis 15, and Genesis 31, and look at how they offered up sacrifices on behalf of their families, and knowing that even we are standing in representation, first of all, in the family of ministry as it relates to the body of Christ. We stand in that position as intercessors, but we also stand as family for our brothers and sisters just in mankind, standing as those who would lead in prayer and that would lead and bring their causes to the Lord. We talked on yesterday, and I thought it was so awesome. I shared with you how the Lord dealt with me yesterday regarding Noah and how, and we read those scriptures last night looking at Noah being instructed to build the ark, and he built it simply out of obedience because God said that there was no rain at the time that the Lord instructed him to build the ark. There was no rain, but because he moved in obedience, that when the rain came, Noah had a place of safety. He was hid and he was protected because he obeyed God's instruction. And even as we, and God gave me that symbolism, even as he's called us into prayer, when he told us in May, we didn't know all the things that would be taking place in June, but when he gave us this instruction, we said yes, and we moved into that place of prayer, and we've been in that place of intercession, and I just thought it was so awesome today when as I was speaking to the Lord yesterday, when he was dealing with me, I said, of all the people that you use to show the illustration, you use Noah, and then today, when I was coming home, he showed me the beautiful rainbow, and he just wanted to give me a symbolism and just a reminder that he indeed spoke to me on yesterday to give me a word of comfort as I comfort you, that God is a God of covenant. He's a God that honors his word. And if he has given you instruction, if he's given you any kind of instructions, if he's led you to do something, you can trust him in that. And he wanted to confirm that I indeed gave you these instructions, and I'm going to show you something. I didn't expect to see that big, beautiful rainbow today. But as I was driving home, he spoke to me and said, now, I wanted to show you this as a sign. I spoke to you yesterday about Noah, and I wanted to show you today as a sign that this is me. I've led you into this place. And so I encourage those of you who also heard the call that we're in position. We're in the place that God has called us. We're doing what God has commissioned us to do. And we've got to trust God that while we're in the place, we're in a place of safety. And just like in that day when Noah was instructing the people that it's going to rain and that he was building the ark, I know it looked foolish to people. And not everybody believed in what Noah was saying. And just like even with us, not everybody is going to believe the instructions that the Lord gives you. But you've got to go with what God gives you to do and know that there is a promise that's attached to God's instruction. And so, and in that, and when you obey him, because all God is looking for is simple obedience, he's responsible for everything else that comes as a result. But I'm so glad that the same God that spoke in the days of old is still speaking today. I know it's to some it doesn't seem real, and some want to come against, you know, intimacy with the Lord, but it exists. You can have a personable relationship with him that is developed through prayer. And so I encourage you all again to continue to stay in the place of prayer. And as you hear the Lord speak to you, even the more, obey what you hear. Because, again, God is not a reactive God. He's a proactive God. He gives you instruction before you need it. And so we are getting ready to enter into that time of intercession. We're going into prayer, and we're going in, and I just pray that you continue to keep your hearts on one accord as we go through prayer tonight, as we go before the throne of grace. Sharon, if you'll go ahead and open us up, Sharon, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name this evening, oh God. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us this opportunity, oh God, to come to your throne of grace. Thank you, oh God, that you kept us all day, oh God. And you didn't leave us. Thank you, oh God, that you protected us and held back the hand of terrorism. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us once again, oh God, allowing us an opportunity, oh God, that we can come and stand before you, oh God. We thank you even, God, for the sign of the rainbow this evening, oh God. We don't even take that for granted, but you said in your word that when you made the rainbow, oh God, it was so that you would not destroy mankind. And so, God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for we realize how much you love us. And God, we want to just take this opportunity to let you know that we love you back, oh God. You have been gracious unto us. You have been good unto us, oh God. You've been merciful unto us. And we thank you. We give you glory, oh God. This evening we come and we give you praise. We say, oh God, that there is none like you, and certainly there is none that we can compare to you, oh God. You are our great God, and there's none beside you. There's none, oh God, that we would even want to bow to, for we know that you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. You are our ever-loving King. You are soon coming King. You are our righteousness and our truth. You are our God that sits high. You are our protector and our provider. Oh God, you sustain us even in the midst of a valley experience. You hold us up, oh God, when we feel like we want to fall down. You are our strength and weakness. You are our hope of glory, oh God. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And we take this time out just to say how great thou art. And so, God, this evening, because you are so great, we come, oh God, first asking you to forgive us for any and all sin, any unrighteousness, any thought, any deed, any intention, any desire, oh God, anything that we may have done in this mortal body that may be against your will, God, and against your word. We stand, God, asking you to forgive us. We need you, oh God, to have mercy on us. And God, we need your grace. And so, God, this evening, when you forgive us, we ask that you would bend your ear unto our cry. God, that you would hear our prayer, that you would make haste unto our call. Oh, God, this evening, we lift up our men unto you, oh, God. We lift up the African-American man, but, God, we lift up your creation unto you. And we ask, oh, God, for your mercy. We ask, oh, God, that you would find them where they are. Oh, God, for everyone that's on this line that have a man in their lives, we lift them up to you, oh, God. We lift up our fathers and our brothers, our sons, oh, God, our uncles, our nephews, oh, God, our husbands. We lift them up to you, oh, God, and we say, God, be the God of our men. God, you made them to be the head and not the tail. You've called them to be the prophet, the priest, and the king, oh God. And so, God, we know that some have lost their way. Some, oh God, have been distracted and been destroyed, oh God, by the pleasures of this world. But God, we call them out from where they are. We call our men from out of the caves, oh God. We call them from out of the crack houses, oh God. We call them from out of the homes, oh God, of women in which they are not married to. And God, we call them into the kingdom for such a time as this. Oh God, we ask that you would look on them, oh God, and we pray and stand on their behalf, asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy. God, they need you, and they don't even know they need you. And so, God, we stand in the gap for them, oh God. Give them what they need, oh God, not what they desire. And then, God, we ask that you would even take their desires and turn them unto you, oh God. Give them a desire to want to find you, oh God. Give them a desire to seek after your kingdom and your righteousness. Give them a desire, oh God, to serve you, to bow down to you, to worship you, and to love you with their whole heart. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would break the strongholds in their lives. We pray, oh God, that you would break strongholds. Oh God, the generational curses, the generational habits, the generational, oh God, cycles. Break them, oh God, and make them whole. We pray, oh God, that you would heal the brokenness. Oh God, they've been broken, oh God. They've been used and abused, oh God. Slavery has controlled their mind. But God, we ask that you would have mercy, for we know that you are a healer. And so, God, we ask that you would be the balm in Gilead and heal our men, oh God. Heal them from the wounds of their past. Heal their mindset, oh God. Heal, oh God, them from abuse. Heal them, oh God, from sexual promiscuity, oh God. Heal them, oh God, from mental illness. Oh God, heal them today. Heal them from the effects of abandonment. Oh God, heal them from the spirit of rejection. God, we say heal them and make them whole. Oh God, we pray today, and we come against the spirits that have come against our African American men. We come against adultery, oh God. We come against, oh God, the mindset that's they feel that they can walk away from their families. God, we ask that you would bring every spirit that's not like you, oh God, under your feet, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would destroy, oh God, and loose them, oh God, from every spirit that has caused them to go astray, oh God. For we know that you have created us, oh God, to be like you, that you have made us mankind in your image. Now, God, we ask that they would find themselves in you, oh God. Cause their eyes to be opened up to the truth. Help them, oh God, not to fall, oh God, for those things that make them feel like they ought to follow after other gods, false gods, oh God, but help them, oh God, to realize that you are the true and the living God. We come against every spirit, oh God, that have come against our men. We pray, oh God, that you would break and destroy every barrier and every mindset that have caused them, God, first to be separated from you. And so, God, we declare and decree and we speak it in the atmosphere that you would snatch them out. God, snatch them out from homosexuality. Snatch them out, oh God, from drug addiction, oh God. Snatch them out, oh God, from those spirits, oh God, that have caused them to be bound in their mind, oh God. Snatch them out from prison, oh God, prison in their mind, oh God, as well as the bars of prison, oh God. Snatch them out, oh God, and cause them to find themselves, oh God, seeking you. God, we say by any means necessary, God, that you would snatch them out from where they are. Oh God, we pray, oh God, and then God, that you would reunite them back unto you, that you would draw them to you, oh God, that they would have a desire and a hope and a thirst for you, oh God, that they will rise up and be God chasers. Oh God, we pray today that you would take their desire for women and turn it into a desire for you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would cause them, oh God, to line up with your will and with your word. Oh God, we pray that you would loose them, oh God, from everything that have kept them bound. And God, draw them in the kingdom. And God, we pray for our young men, those that have been caught up in gangs. And God, street violence. We pray, oh God, that you would wake them up, that God, you would shake them, oh God, that you would cause them, oh God, to get in alignment with truth and with righteousness. Oh God, we say, let there be a shaking in our young men, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would put a hate in them for the drugs and for the gangs, oh God, and God, drop a spirit of love in them for you and for their people. We pray, oh God, that you would turn it around. Oh God, it doesn't look like it should, and God, it doesn't feel like it should, but we know that you are God that can take anything and make good out of it, oh God. But you is able to take darkness, oh God, and bring light into it. And so, God, we ask that you would cause your people, oh God, to rise up from where they are in darkness, oh God, and drop your spirit in them, oh God, and cause them to become your light, oh God, that they may be light and salt in this earth. Oh God, we say cause them to be the
salt, O God, of the earth, what you have called us to be, O God. For we realize that salt works on the inside, O God, and light works on the outside, O God. And we ask, O God, that you would cause our men to rise up and be your light and be the salt in this earth for your kingdom's sake, O God. We pray, O God, for your kingdom's sake, that they would rise up, O God, and come to know you. O God, you said in your word that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, God, we speak life to our men. We speak life to them, O God. We speak godly life, O God. We speak holy life, O God. We speak life, O God, to our young men and our old men, O God. And we know we call them into righteousness, and we call them into the kingdom, O God. We call them into their rightful place, O God, as the head of the house, O God. O God, and we say you made man in your image, so everything that you made, oh God, was good. So God, we say that you would cause the good to multiply in us. And God, we ask that you would cause the bad to decrease, oh God. Remove it from us, oh God, and purify the heart of man. Oh God, we pray this evening, and we speak your word, oh God. For you said in Jeremiah, behold, you are the God, O God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for you, O God. So God, although it doesn't look like it, we believe it and we stand on your word, O God. And so we know, God, is but a small thing to you, O God. We're asking you, O God, that you would heal, O God, deliver, save, and make whole, O God. Make whole our men, O God. Don't just heal them, O God, but make them whole, O God. And then, God, put a thank in their mouth, O God, that when you make them whole, O God, that they would tell the world, O God, as the woman in the well, they would tell their story, O God, to come see a man. We pray, oh God, that you would lift him up, oh God, to be the creation in which you have created. And God, we thank you for it now. We give you glory for it now, oh God. We trust you and believe you to do it. For you said in your word that you wish that none would perish, but all would come unto the knowledge of the truth. So God, we speak truth in the earth, and God, let truth resound throughout the earth, that it may men and women may hear of the truth of Jesus Christ and glorify you in heaven. And God, we give you glory and praise for it now, and we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you for the privilege and the honor, God, that you allow us, God, to feel what you feel. And we thank you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that even, Lord God, we sense what you're doing in the earth even now. Father, we thank you for every man. God, we thank you, Lord God, for every boy, every male child. Father, we thank you for them tonight. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He called up us. Oh, God, that your hand is on them. Hallelujah. And, Father, that in this hour, Father, we're asking that you would preserve them and keep them, that you would watch over them and protect them, God, that you would keep them, God, from the hand of the enemy. Father, we pray for them tonight, oh, God, that you would release them from the shame, God, that they became familiar with, God, back in the Garden of Eden, oh, God. We pray tonight, God, remove the shame, remove the disappointment, oh, God, the failures, God, that they've experienced. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that they would not be bogged down with the shame. Hallelujah. And the feelings, oh, God, that the enemy would want to bring on them. Father, we pray tonight in the name of the, against the spirit of complacency, God, where they become complacent within themselves. God, where they war with them themselves against themselves. Father, we pray tonight, oh God, that you would stabilize their mind and stabilize their emotions. Oh God, that you would cause them, God, in the name of Jesus, to see themselves as you see them. Father, for when you created them, God, you said that they were good. God, that when you created man, God, you alone made an announcement over them. And God, the enemy since that time, oh God, has been trying to change your word over their life. But Father, today we echo good over them. We say that they are good. And we say that they are made in your image. God, you formed them from the dust of the earth. But for your purpose, were they created? They were created by you and for you. They were created with purpose and intention. You had a divine intention, God, when you formed man, oh God. And so, Father, we speak to their esteem on tonight. We pull on their esteem. And Father, we say, build them up. Build them up from the inside out. Father, touch their minds. Father, get in their psyche, oh God, and heal them. Heal them, oh God. Heal them from abandonment, oh God. Heal them, oh God, from misunderstanding. Oh God, heal them from shadow dreams. God, the thing they hope for, but it didn't happen. Oh God, heal them, oh God, from deferred hope. For your word declares that a hope deferred make the heart sick. But Father, I thank you tonight. Oh God, heal them from the thing that they've been waiting on. Oh God, and bring them into a place of trust. Bring them into a place of alignment. Oh God, where they know that you are author and finisher of their faith, that everything you determine in them, oh God, it is coming to pass, oh God. Father, teach their hands how to war and make them feel like high. Call them to war in the high places. Father, wash their minds. Wash their minds, oh God, of the filth that the enemy would try to bring into it. And I pray, let this mind be in them, which is also in Christ Jesus. I speak victory over their life. I declare that they win. God, we know if they be healed, oh God, I'll be healed. Heal them, oh God, raise them up. Oh God, oh God, I pray tonight. I pray, God, oh God, for your name is on them. God, they belong to you. They belong to you. And God, the enemy desires to trap them and to block them and to stop them. But Father, I thank you on tonight that your plan is greater. Your plan for them is greater, hallelujah, than any attack of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, your plan is greater, hallelujah. And so we thank you, oh God, for your divine intervention. We thank you for your divine healing. We thank you, oh God, as you interrupt some things even now. Oh God, oh Father, we bless you for it. Oh God,
God. Surround them with words of encouragement. And we pray for wives tonight, oh God. God, that you would give us sensitivity in the spirit. Oh God, that you would give us your word to speak into their lives. For you said a wise woman builds her house, oh God, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. And so, Father, we pray for wisdom, oh God, to be upon the wise, oh God. Teach us the soft answer that turns away wrath. Teach us, oh God, how to dwell in peace. Teach us how to provide an environment of peace in their homes. God, that shackles be broken off of them. God, teach us how to be the helpmeet. Show us how to be the helpmeet, God, that you created us to be. Let us walk in wisdom. God, walk in the unity of peace. God, and in the bond of love, oh God. Wipe away pain and misunderstanding in marriages. Oh God, wipe away unforgiveness. God, wipe away discord in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that we will have communication that is effective, God. Oh God, that we will know how to effectively communicate, oh God, one
yes.
to another, that we'll be quick to hear and slow to speak, that we'll learn how to humble ourselves one to another, in the fear of God. God, we pray for marriages in the body of Christ. Oh, God, for the enemy desires to shame
yes,
the house
Lord.
Of God. Oh, God, calls there to be more divorces in the house of God than in the world. But, Father, we pray. We ask you to rebuke the spirit of divorce. Rebuke the spirit, oh, God, of separation. Yeah, God. Oh, God, I pray a spirit of reconciliation.
Yes,
oh, God, calls us to be reconciled one to another. But
yes,
your word
Lord.
Declares that we have been called first to the ministry of reconciliation.
Lord.
That is our first calling. God, teach us how to reconcile. Teach us how to work through our differences. Teach us, oh, God, God, I pray harmony. I pray harmony in the homes. I pray for marriages. Shut the mouths of those. I, God, that would speak negative. Oh, God, into people's homes, oh, God. Turn their feet. Oh, God, every spirit of discord and disunity, oh, God, that comes into the home, God, to separate and to divide. Father, I pray that you would break it. And, Father, we pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that we would use you as our example of love and forgiveness. Oh, God, of unconditional love, of steadfast love, of the kind of love that doesn't quit. Oh, God, I pray, of the kind of love that bears all, endures all, and holds all. The kind of love that keeps no record of wrong. But love is patient. God. Oh, God, your love. Let your love be rooted in us. Make us steadfast in it and unmovable. Make us steadfast in love. the children, oh God. I pray, oh God, the love of God be in our homes, that it'll put the devil out. Oh God, your love, God, teach us how to love each other. Teach us, God, how to win each other. Teach us, oh God, to regard each other above ourselves. Oh God, oh God, God, that we don't break your heart. Oh God, that we don't break your heart by breaking their heart. But teach us how to bend. Teach us, oh God, how to be the repairer of the breaches. Teach us, oh God, God, that your oil may be poured. Oh God, on every wound. Every wounded man. Every wounded man. Oh God, that did not receive the love from his father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Our God, that you would heal him from the spirit of rejection. Father, that you would go deep into the root. And every root that our father did not plant, God, we ask you to uproot it. Uproot, oh God, uproot anger, uproot misplaced emotions. God, and as you do this, do it for your glory. God, this thing that we are asking you to do, we're asking you to do it, God, for your glory, for kingdom's sake. God, in the name of Jesus, that what the enemy would desire to happen will not happen. God, and Father, we thank you for it now. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you for your divine intervention. We bless you, oh God, that you are having your way now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us all bombard heaven now as you release your prayer of intercession for our men, for our marriages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Out of everyone, oh God, that it will come in one accord, oh God. They confess with all their heart, all their minds, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord Jesus, put away, oh God, selfish behavior. Let us look to the Spirit, oh God, that will lead us, oh God, to say and to do the right, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your word that was given, God, your word, oh God, out of origin, your word, oh God, of nation, your word, oh God, Lord Jesus, of this word, oh God. God, do your will, oh God, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, tonight, oh God, for the obedience, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, oh God, let us come, oh God, with our hearts, oh God, stretched out, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, willing, oh God, embrace you, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, willing, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, listen to us, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus. God be led by the Spirit, oh God. God, Lord, is to lift your voice with all our hearts and all our mind and all our soul, oh God. Oh God, the will of the devil, oh God. God, family is together. And he wants the patient, he wants the force, oh God. He wants God, Lord, so God, Lord, so Father. Oh God, the nation is paralyzed, oh God. Oh God, the Lord Jesus, oh God. You came, O God, that your name will be glorified. You came, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, that we will have life. We will have freedom, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, we will be free from the bondage, O God. O God, with all our heart, with all our mind and all our soul, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, we will be the world, O God.
Tonight, thank you, Jesus, for his faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To God alone be the glory for the great things he alone has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless him for being able to come before him in prayer, and we believe that as we pray, God hears us and that God is answering. And we thank the Lord tonight
for watching over our men. We thank the Lord for the great work and the manifestation of the prayers that we shall see in our men. We believe, God, that our homes are going to be different, that marriages are going to be restored, because we stood in the gap tonight and we obeyed the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We stood in the gap and we trusted the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And we speak, hallelujah, peace over them tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Peace, hallelujah, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep their hearts and minds. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the warfare that they have been in, just to survive. Oh, God, that God is putting prayers of intercession on the inside of us. That they will maintain, and that they will not break under pressure. Because we know that the enemy would want them to crumble under pressure, but we stand in the gap and we say not so. We say that shall not be their end. But they're going to get up from the place that they are in right now. They're going to get out of failure. They're going to come up out of disappointment. They're going to come out of abandonment issues. They're coming out of spirits of rejection. They're coming out of hurt. They're coming out of anger and violence. They're coming out of perversion. Every weapon. That the enemy released on their lives. They're coming out of generational curses and bondages. They're coming out of mediocrity. They're coming out of low self-esteem. They're coming out. And we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. That they're coming out, Hayamoshe, with their minds washed by the blood of the Lamb. And we speak that they are whole in their emotions. Even as the woman of God prayed, they shall be whole, not just healed, but they shall be whole in their person, whole mind, body, soul, and spirit. All on one accord. In obedience to the Spirit of God. And we thank God for the greatness that's on the inside of them. Every plan, every gift. We speak to every gift, every anointing, every dream, every business. That's on the inside of them. We speak fruitfulness and abundance. We speak strategy. God, give them strategy for their family. Give them strategy for their life. Teach them how to win in their own businesses. We thank you that they are business owners. We thank you for the transference of wealth into their hands. We thank you that you're breaking cycles of poverty. God, that have been in their family lines. God, generational curses. Of lack. Father, we pray tonight that it is broken. God, show them what to do with the skills and the giftings and the anointings that you have given to them. God,
teach them how to tap in. Oh, God, teach them how to tap in. I know Moshe. I, God, give them dreams as they lay down at night. Give them visions as they walk throughout the day. I, God, everything that they need is shall be supplied. I pray every need be met. I pray every need in abundance. I pray, God, that they are mighty warriors in their homes. That they'll see the enemy, oh God, and they'll recognize him from afar off, and that they will drive the devil out of their homes. That they will wax their wives with the word of God. God, that they will be protectors. I thank you, oh God. That they will provide the security. God, that they were created to provide. Oh my God. Everything they were created to be, God, they'll be. Everything they were created to do, we speak it over them. And Father, we just receive it now that it is done. We are rejoicing now for the great work that you are doing in our midst. We are rejoicing, oh God, for the release of joy that breaks out in their soul. God, that when they have known grief, that you'll drive grief out of their spirit, that you'll deliver them, God, from the spirit of depression and heaviness. And that the joy of the Lord will break out in them. Oh, Father, oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you for how you're restoring them. We thank you for how you are blessing them. Father, we believe that this thing is done. We believe, God, that you've already fixed it. We believe that this is done in their lives. Oh, God, and that your seal is on them. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for sealing them. Hallelujah. And hedging them in. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, shut up, Masia.
Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love the Lord. We love the Lord. Hallelujah. We love the Lord. Hallelujah. We love him for his goodness towards us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for his making visitation and for him blessing. God, thank you for your multiplied blessing and your favor that is resting on their lives. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have blessed them indeed and that you have enlarged the place of their tent. And every day, God, I pray, give us kind words to speak over them. Hallelujah. Remind us every day, nudge us every day to declare a great word over them in the atmosphere. Remind us daily, God, to just speak well of them. God, we want daily words of inspiration, God, to feed into their spirit. We ask you for this. We believe that there is creative power in our mouth, God. If you give us the words, oh God, to speak, we believe, Lord God, that the areas that have been lacking in their lives will be built up. We call them great men of wisdom. We call them great men of valor. We declare that they know how to handle wealth. We declare that they have the tongue of the learned.
that they might speak a word in due season. We declare that every place that the sole of their feet treads upon, Father, you've given it into their hand, oh God. We declare that you have made their tongue as the pen of a ready writer. God, that when they speak, God, that they will hear the wisdom of God. Oh God, when they open their mouth, God, for they were made in your image. And I declare that everything about them will reflect your character. And God, I speak over their character. I declare that they shall bear integrity, that their yes shall be yes, and their no shall be no. They shall be men of honor, men that will honor their word, men that will keep their word. Oh God, we pray over them and we say, bless them, oh God, and God, let their security and their identity and their affirmation be filled up in you. Affirm them, God. Affirm them, oh God. I pray for affirmation. Ah, God, the systems of this world have broken them. But Father, I pray, they will not be a product of what happened to them, but God, they are victorious because they shall hear your voice and they will hear your word, and God, they will hear you beckoning them and they will come running after you, and you will repair them. You'll speak to their dry places, every dry place in their spirit where they have been dried out and unable to produce. I thank you, oh God. We speak to the drought and we call forth the rain. Rain on them. Rain on them. Rain, Lord. Rain on the dry places. Rain on the dry bones. Rain, God. We speak life. They shall live and not die. They shall declare the work of the Lord. Their gift shall make room for them and bring them before great men. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we thank you that they are disciplined. They are disciplined in every aspect. They shall walk as disciplined men. Where things have been loose and out of order. We call it into divine alignment. Yeah, We declare that in this hour, oh God, that there is a firewall of protection that is being placed around these men. And the darts of the enemy will not penetrate them. Hallelujah, oh gosh.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, we pray for every hurting woman that's been hurt by every hurt man. Oh, God, that you will repair their heart, oh, God, that they'll be able, oh, God, to get back into a place of intercession for them. Oh, God, heal their wounds. Every woman that's been hurt by every broken man. God, that you would heal her. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Shatamasia. Oh, God, Ekoramasi. Ekandoro Shatamasia. Oh, God, that we would learn to pray for them again. That we would learn to believe in them again. That we would learn to trust them again. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, ekanamasiha. Oh, God, ekodabasi kandororoshia. And so, God, you got to go in and to some deep places. Oh, God, into some family issues. And you got to bring some healing, oh, God, into some family matters. Oh, God, and I pray that there be some areas of forgiveness. Oh, God, I pray healing for the family. Oh, God, every little girl that was wounded by her father, every sister that was wounded by her brother, every wound, oh God, that has been inflicted, we stand in the gap tonight, oh God, for healing. We pray healing for the family, oh God, while they were in their broken state. God, in a broken state of mind. God, have mercy. Have mercy on the family and bring restoration. Restore the families that have been hurt. Restore the families that have been disappointed. God, and teach them how to pray. Teach them to pray. Teach them to pray again. Teach them to hope again. Teach them to fast again. To believe again. God, you know the things that have happened. You know the things that have happened in families. But Father, we cannot remain this way. So Father, heal. Father, deliver. Oh, God, we cannot stay in this place. I, God, if we don't pray, who will help? I, God, if we don't ask, how will there ever be an answer? If we don't ask you to do something, you're the only one that can answer us. You're the only one that can heal the issues. You're the only one, oh God, I, God, that can right the wrong that was done. I, God, we're not hiding the wrong. We're not excusing the wrong. But Father, we say heal. Heal the family, oh God. Heal the broken people.
Yes.
How do we get from here? How do we move from here if you don't heal us? How do we become whole if we don't cry out? We cry out from a desperate place. We're desperate for you. Families falling apart. We're tired of our men abandoning it. Oh God, their family. We're tired, oh God, of the lack that is in the home. We're tired of disunity. We're tired of dysfunctionality. Hey God, so we've got to talk to you about the ugly truth. We've got to talk to you about the things that happen with broken men. Oh God, yes, Lord, heal the wounds. Heal the wounds of the heart. Heal the wounds of the heart. Heal the psyche, God. That it will not be difficult to pray for them. Oh God, thank you, God. Oh God, he's going deeper and deeper we go. Oh Shatamase. Heal families of incest. They call them a say. Yandoroko, Mame, Condebeche. Yendebeci, Candoroko, Yendebeci, Yandoroko, Yandoroko, Masi, Kenebo, Shatamase, Ekenoro, Shatamasia. Oh, God, Ekananamasia. God, uprooted, Ekonamase. I can't, we ask you to go at the core of it. Ekanamasi, God, the truth has been hidden for so long, but Father, we say uncork it tonight. And God, go in and heal. God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh God.
Mercy, oh God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, Shatamasia. My God. Oh, Shatamasia. God, thank you. Thank you, God. 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 Oh, Shananamasia. Ekoro Shatamasi.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God. Oh, Shatamasia.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Shatamasia.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God,
God,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
To God be the glory.
Yes, God.
For the
thank
great
you,
things
God.
He alone has done.
Yes, God.
We give
thank
him glory.
God.
And we give him
yes,
honor.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We give
God.
Him praise.
Jesus. Our God. Thank you. God.
Thank you again for joining us tonight. And prayer, we will meet again tomorrow, 8:30. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer for tonight. Hallelujah. Go in peace. The Lord be with you, and good night.
And also with you.
Also with you.